Hello and welcome out to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Hopefully you're enjoying this fall-like weather on this Wednesday evening. Time for another edition of the Bruin Coaches Show, talking Bartlesville High football every single Wednesday night, 6 until 7 o'clock, live from Hideaway Pizza on AM 1400, FM 93.3 K1. And of course, you can listen worldwide online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. Kind of a special edition of the Coaches Show this week. Lee Blankenship had a prior speaking engagement that he had notified of us a few weeks ago. So we're going to hear from a bevy of Bruin assistants tonight. First off, we got Bartlesville Associate Head Coach Jason Munoz. And Coach Munoz, appreciate you joining us this evening.
I love it.
Having a lot of fun tonight, and we'll talk with Jason Brimer as well from the Dunges family of autos, who stepped in, of course, and Dunges helps us get this program on the air every week, and we talk about the Dunges family of autos at the beginning of the program. Jason, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. You enjoying the weather?
I'm loving the weather. Hey, you know, I'm really excited about tomorrow. I think we're going to wind up giving away a car.
Giving away a car? What are you doing tomorrow? Let's hear about that.
I think we're going to wind up giving away an Escape tomorrow at the Golf Glitz program out at Adams Golf Course.
Okay, and then what's that?
It's a fundraiser for the Bluestem Regional Medical Development Foundation, and we're sponsoring the third hole.
Okay. So someone needs to get a hole in one.
The way I look at it, there are about 144 players going through tomorrow. All someone has to do is get a hole-in-one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know, it should be easy.
Out of 144 players, we should give away at least one Escape, right?
Yeah, maybe. I can tell you, I've played 144 par threes, and I have come nowhere close to getting a hole-in-one. But you'll probably have better golfers than me out there tomorrow. I'm going to take a guess.
Almost anybody would be a better golfer than me.
Yeah, same here, unfortunately.
I do that pretty poorly. Hey, another thing I do poorly, and this is something that you know, if you're not going to the game Friday night, you could put on your calendar. Friday the 5th.
Okay.
Dunges and the Oldies and Goodies Car Club are getting together to host an evening of music and classic cars. We're having a little concert out on the deck. Looks like it's going to be a pretty darn good time. The weather looks like it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got John Wooten and Dues Paid coming out to play, and a lot of really nice hot rods.
So the Dunges family of autos, as is usually the case, involved in a lot of stuff here locally. He mentioned the car show, the golf thing tomorrow, and of course they sponsor the Bruin football broadcast, and of course the Bartlesville Coaches Show every single Wednesday here from Hideaway Pizza. In addition to all that, Jason, I know Dunges has their usual stuff, website, oil change, all that.
Website, DungesChoice.com, home of the 995 oil change, and of course, every new vehicle at Dunges comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty.
There you go. That's
so
all the good stuff.
I've done my due diligence. I've eaten some cheese sticks, and I'm going to let you guys talk football.
Jason, thanks so much. Jason
Thank
Brimer,
you.
Dunges family of autos, helping us out at the beginning of the program each and every week here for the Bartlesville High Coaches Show. We've got Jason Munoz in with us, the associate head coach for Bartlesville High School. Coach, obviously, you and I have had a chance to talk a few times, but you haven't been on this program yet. If someone was listening, I think most people probably know your background. It's a little bit more unique than maybe most high school football assistant coaches. Run that down for us before we talk some specifics about Bruin football.
Well, I've had the opportunity to be with some great people in college. I'd spent 17 years in with college football as an offensive coordinator, and here's what's a great thing about it is we've got a great staff here at Bartlesville, and we are so excited about what we're doing.
No question about it, and obviously you guys have kind of turned the page on what was a particularly brutal part of the schedule, and I know that you guys won't give any excuses, and neither will I, but obviously you go Collinsville, Dell City, Booker T. Washington. it's going to be hard to find three more that are tougher than that. You could probably do it, but it wouldn't be quite easy getting those three in a row again.
Here's the thing. Our kids have been doing right every week, and so it's great that we face good opponents. And I'll tell you this, we had our defense has been outstanding.
No question.
They limited Booker T. Washington underneath 100, and then they have 12 completions at about 34, and I love it. And what we're doing is developing.
No question. And I think a lot of that will pay dividends down the line. And we kind of spoke about that. You kind of spoke about it in that last answer. But you go through those three, and now you get Sepulpa on Friday night. What does facing those types of teams do for you when you play a team like Sepulpa, and you go down the line against teams like Ponca City and Muskogee and Sand Springs and Shawnee? After having faced those three so early in the season, how does that kind of prepare you going forward?
Well, you know what? We just try to get better, you know what I'm saying? And we pay attention to us. And if we have an opponent that is very good, great. Let's go out. Let's do our deal. And here's what we're going to do. Everything that we've worked on is going to pay off. And we've played some really good people. And you know what? Sepulpa has won a lot of games. And they're going to line up, and they're going to come in here and ready to win. And here's the deal. Our kids are getting better. Up front, in the passing game, we're ready.
You're also the quarterback's coach, in addition to being the associate head coach. We talked with Jason Munoz, Bartlesville High associate head football coach here on the Berlin Football Coaches Show. Homecoming ball game against Sepulpa. Bartlesville coming off that loss against Booker T. Washington a week ago. And correct me if I'm wrong, coach, but obviously quarterback's coach. I thought that Ben Winters probably looked the most comfortable he's looked all season last week against Booker T. Washington. And I think it's also possibly true that he might not face a secondary that's quite as talented as Booker T the rest of the season as well. Both those things think kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, you're right. And they were very talented. And here's the thing. He made good decisions. And we limit where we're at for where we're at. And so it's a good thing that he delivers what he sees. And I am so proud of him, and he's getting better. We have limited him to what he does, and he's going to you're going to see it. It's going to be great.
Is it kind of a comfort level thing, especially with a kid who hadn't played a whole lot? It does seem like as he kind of continues along, like I said,
he had
that first half against Collinsville or second half against Collinsville. Then he, of course, got the start against Del City, and then last week against Booker T. It just seems like there have been kind of baby steps each week as he starts to look kind of more poised and confident.
Yes. And you know what? Here's the greatest thing about it. We've got a great running back that we hand it off to, and we're going to continue. I mean, here's what's going down. We're going to hand it off to playmakers, and we're going to throw it to playmakers.
And you got a few of those on the wide receiving game as well.
We do. We've got Gerald. We've got Jalen. We've got Tom. Tom's had a bunch of catches. But here's the thing. DeAndre Young is a kid that can change things. And he's going to be very, very good. And as soon as we get that, we're gonna throw and do our deal.
And then those things can probably bounce off each other. As you mentioned, you got one of the best running backs, maybe the best running back in 6A2, and I would guess that going forward, that's going to help Mr. Winters as well.
It is, and here's what we're going to do. We go off our run game, bottom line. And when we're ready to throw the ball and do certain things, Listen, we've played some great, great people. And we are going to work on our stuff. And then we're going to go.
Talking with Bartlesville Associate Head Football Coach Jason Munoz on the Bartlesville Coaches Show this evening from Hideaway Pizza. Downtown Bartlesville airs 6 to 7 o'clock every Wednesday night. We'll have a chance to talk with Cody McDaniel, Jason Sport, offensive and defensive coordinators later on in the program. Also going to talk with Lucas Hammack, who's going to be our player profile this evening on the program. And Coach, you kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier as well, but you guys have done such a good job staying positive all season long. Obviously, it's kind of been the message from the very beginning. You've hit a little bit of a rough patch as far as the wins and losses, three losses in a row. How does that kind of help you now that you've hit a little bit of a skid? How does that kind of help keep things on track?
Well, we stay on the path. I mean, that's the thing. We're going to get better, and I know the scoreboard doesn't always say it, but you know, we played some great opponents, and we keep getting better at little things that we do. I'll tell you this, our defense has been incredible. They've held Booker T. Washington underneath 100 yards, and they completed like 12 of 32 or something like that in the passing game. And so we're going to lean on that, lean on the run game. We've had a couple great run plays, and that's what we're going to do. With these opponents, that's what we're going to do.
Talking with Jason Munoz, Bartlesville Associate Head Football Coach here on the Coach's Show. Second home game on Friday. It's homecoming. Obviously, you've been a guy that's been around college football the majority of your career, but what were your impressions of that first home game at Custer Stadium?
Oh, I loved it. Coach Blankenship always talks about filling the corners, and we did. And we played a great opponent, and our kids fought, and we're going to get a lot better. You know what? When we see those type of guys and those type of teams, we're going to get better. We face a lot of good teams, 5A, 6A, top half of the state, and that's what we want to do. But I love seeing the corners field.
And I would hope that that's the case on Friday night as well.
It will be. It will be.
You and I were talking with our board op, Trey Stumpf, kind of before the program started. Highs are going to be in the upper 70s on Friday night.
That's
going
to be beautiful.
Heck, you might even need a little bit of a light jacket by the thing.
Oh,
that,
I guarantee it. I'll get it.
Wraps
I'll
up.
Get a
should be,
pullover.
Should be pretty fun on Friday evening when Sepulpa comes to town. Last question for you before we take a break. We'll come back with Lucas Hammack, and as we mentioned, we'll have both the coordinators on the program as well, Jason Sport, Cody McDaniel. What do you feel like everyone's kind of gotten better at the most? What have you improved on most maybe since this thing kicked off back in late August?
Well, here's the thing. Our guys have bought in to what we're doing, and it's little details. And if it's defense, if it's gaps, coverage, if it's offense, if it's reading flat defenders, whatever it is, everything has been a lot better and a lot more crisp these last couple of weeks. And it takes time. It's a culture.
And you got a lot of kids who are really playing varsity football for the first time.
Yes.
Maybe not only varsity football, but
yes.
Just football.
We've got receivers outside that haven't played last year. I mean, we're talking about inside, outside, Jalen, Gerald. I mean, all these guys have not played, and they're getting better.
And the leaps that they can take from week to week, maybe even greater than, you know, what you might see regularly.
It's going to. And here's the main thing. Cody McDaniel does a fantastic job up front. He does. Those kids, we've got like a couple sophomores, maybe a freshman thrown in there. Whatever it is, they are getting it done. And I love it. And here's one thing I'll tell you. Shane Simpson has been out for a couple of weeks with a high ankle sprain. He's one of our best football players. and he's going to be back. And I'm excited.
He was a difference maker against Claremore.
I guarantee it.
He's one of those guys that has a little bit more experience. I know he didn't play last year, but he played a couple of years ago.
Yes,
obviously has varsity, you know, sports playing experience. He started in basketball since he was a freshman.
Yes.
And he's a playmaker. He's one of those guys that, you know, Ben can throw it up to, and he's able to kind of come down with some tough grabs.
Well, he's done it. Yeah. He's done it every time. And that's what's great. We're going to have him back. We've got some great things in for this weekend on Friday, and I think everybody's going to love it. We're going to attack.
Bartlesville takes on Sepulpa Friday evening, 7 o'clock kickoff at Custer Stadium. Coach Munoz, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much, brother, for stopping by.
Enjoyed
having you on the program. And then we'll take a break. We'll come back with Lucas Hammock as our player profile. And then we'll have both the coordinators on as well. Bartlesville offensive coordinator Cody McDaniel, Jason Sport on the defensive side going to speak with us. So a lot more to come on the Bruin Coaches Show. You're listening from Hideaway Pizza live on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It has been a chilly day across much of Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas as temperatures have struggled to stay in the 60s. No real sprinkles around, and we're looking for relatively quiet weather, but great weather really coming up as we head on into the weekend. For tonight with clearing skies, chilly. Overnight low dropping down to 44. For tomorrow, look for partly to mostly sunny skies, afternoon high temperature at 74, and we're looking at light winds becoming a little stronger out of the south on into Friday as Friday's high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 70s. Winds will be out of the southeast about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Saturday and Sunday look good, limited if any chance of rain, temperatures running into the low 80s, and then we'll see more clouds coming in next week with a chance showers and a few thunderstorms possibly by Wednesday or Thursday. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Success is influenced by the choices you make today. Wishful thinking won't get you there, but taking charge of your future will. Last year, our average adult graduate earned over $18 per hour. Make the choice to enroll at Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built by driven students and instructors who challenge them to be the best they can be. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
To Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Listening to the Bartlesville High Coaches Show, 1400 AM K1, FM 93.3. Of course, it's worldwide, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. We've got Bartlesville senior linebacker Lucas Hammock with us here. He's going to be our player profile this evening. Lucas, how's it going? Thanks for coming by.
Going great.
Awesome. Can turn that down a little bit. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Lucas, senior linebacker for Bartlesville. Obviously, you're someone who's been around a while, longer than a lot of people on the squad this year. How do you feel like it's going so far?
It's going great. I think we have a great team together this year, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
Obviously, you've been around a starter for several seasons now, a new regime at the helm. Mm-hmm. How has everything gone, let's say, from the spring on through now? It's been kind of different. What are your impressions of it?
Well, I'd like to thank all the coaches first off. They've done a great job helping us ever since spring ball. And honestly, we've just been doing a great job working together, and it's been going great so far.
Talking with Lucas Hammack, our player profile this evening. Been around a while. Do you feel like you got a little bit of a role in the defensive side of the ball as a leader or someone? A lot of those, there's a lot of guys back there hadn't played a whole lot in the defense. How do you feel like you've stepped into that role?
Yeah, definitely as a leader. But I think everyone on the defense is a leader. And if it wasn't for everybody else, then I definitely would not have a chance to.
You know, and Coach Munoz mentioned this during the last segment. The defense has really been probably the storyline of the season so far. You guys got the win against Claremore. After you allowed 14 points, really it was 7 for the majority of the ball game. Collinsville really was maybe the only game where you took a step back. Del City and Booker T, you guys held them down for the majority of the ball game until kind of the very end when some mistakes caught up with you. How do you feel like the defense has performed so far?
Really good, especially in the first half. We've been playing super well. I don't know what has really been going on in the second half, but I think these next couple games, we've been working in practice a lot about keeping our heads up, and that's one of the main things that we've been focusing on, and so I think we can improve right there.
Coach Blankenship always talks about kind of staying in your role, doing your 1-11th, and he mentioned that specifically after that Collinsville ball game. Kind of explain what that means to you as a linebacker.
Well, this week, the word of the week is trustworthiness, and that goes along with doing your 1-11th. And so if you can't trust the guys around you to do their job, then you can't expect to do yours, and the same vice versa. You need to be able to do your own job so the other people around you can trust.
Talking with Lucas Hammack, Bartlesville senior linebacker, our player profile of this evening. Off the field, Lucas, what do you like to do for fun? What's Lucas Hammack going to do when the show's over tonight?
I'd say hang out with friends. I like to just hang out and just chill and do whatever.
Watch TV?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Video games? You hunt, fish? What are we talking?
Not a lot of video games, but sometimes I play 2K sometimes.
Okay, NBA 2K, right?
Yes, sir.
Favorite TV shows?
I'd say Scooby-Doo, and I like the old-school Scooby-Doo.
Old-school Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. It always seems like it was the ghost that did it.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that's a common theme for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
What else do we have TV-wise?
Watch movies on Netflix sometimes.
Okay.
I like older but funny ones like Nacho Libre and Princess Bride.
All right, that's a specific type of humor there.
Yeah, it is.
Any other movies stand out to you?
Not really in particular.
Okay. No. What are your plans for when you're done here at Bartlesville High in May?
Definitely go to college somewhere. I don't know if I want to play football or not. If I get a scholarship then I'd like to go play.
No ideas? Haven't taken any visits anywhere?
I visited OBU.
Okay.
And maybe UCO or ECU, somewhere like that.
Siblings? Parents? Say hi to them. Who do we have there?
Yeah, I have my mom and my dad listening right now. My brother's over there.
And who are they?
Heidi and John Hammack.
Uh-huh. And your brother?
Jacob.
Is he older, younger?
No, he's younger. He's a sophomore.
Is he on the football team?
Yes, he is.
All right. How's he doing? You keep him in line?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's been trying to get in a little bit on JV, and he's been doing all right.
It's kind of a lot of fun this season having, 85, 95 guys out there. That's got to be kind of, when you go out on the field, it's got to be a little confidence-inducing, isn't it? Do you have the numbers to compete? I know sometimes when Bartlesville football was playing, some 4A or 5A clubs, the other team would have them outnumbered, but not the case this season. Does that kind of give you guys a little confidence boost?
Yeah, I think having more players is great, especially in practice when we have just more people to play a scout team and just have way more people. It's really a help.
Talking with Lucas Hammack, senior here at Bartlesville High. Obviously, last three games have been really tough against really tough teams. Going forward, how do you kind of diagnose how things are going to go?
Well, definitely last couple of games being non-conference, they weren't as big of a games for us, but they were definitely helping us gauge where we are. And I think these next level games won't be as difficult, but definitely more important.
Yeah, no question about it. And you got homecoming on Friday night, senior last homecoming football game. Does that mean anything to you?
Definitely. I think it'll be very fun. I know there's going to be tons of people packing the stadium, and I think that'll be definitely a confidence booster.
It's felt a little different this year, not necessarily for homecoming, but just in general, hasn't it? A lot of people really interested with the new coaching change, and obviously you guys got off to a 1-0 start. Have you felt like kind of the buzz and feel around the program's different?
Yeah, definitely. With all the new coaches, I think that everyone in Bartlesville is excited, and they really want to know what's going on with the Bartlesville football team.
Specifically about Sepulpa, how do you feel about that bowl game on Friday?
I know last year we beat them 9-2, and so it's definitely a close and low-scoring game. And I think it could be the same way this year. We'll have to see.
Bartlesville senior linebacker Lucas Hammack with us. He is our player profile this evening. Lucas, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Enjoy watching you. Is this your third year starting in a row? Did you start
third
a sophomore?
Year.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, that's someone's name we've said a whole lot. So enjoy having you on the football team, getting to watch you play the last 3 years. Enjoy having you on the program. Thanks so much, Lucas.
Thank you.
Bartlesville senior linebacker Lucas Hammack. We'll take a break. We will come back and wrap things up with Bartlesville offensive coordinator Cody McDaniel, defensive coordinator Jason Sport, as we continue to talk Bruin football here on 1400 AM K1 FM 93.3. It's our Bartlesville High Coaches Show live from Hideaway Pizza every Wednesday 6 to 7 o'clock here on K1.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag. Seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It has been a chilly day across much of Northeast Oklahoma and Southeast Kansas as temperatures have struggled to stay in the 60s. No real sprinkles around, and we're looking for relatively quiet weather, but great weather really coming up as we head on into the weekend. For tonight with clearing skies, chilly. Overnight low dropping down to 44. For tomorrow, look for partly to mostly sunny skies. Afternoon high temperature at 74, and we're looking at light winds becoming a little stronger out of the south on into Friday as Friday's high temperatures top out in the mid to upper 70s. Winds will be out of the southeast about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Saturday and Sunday look good. Limited, if any, chance of rain. Temperatures running into the low 80s, and then we'll see more clouds coming in next week with a chance showers and a few thunderstorms possibly by Wednesday or Thursday. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
What does it mean to be bold? At Tri-County Tech, it means designing your future. It means showing up, taking the risk, being courageous, and believing in your dreams. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built by driven students and instructors that challenge them to be the best that they can be. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza, live from downtown Bartlesville, K1 AM 1400. 1400 FM 93.3. Hopefully this Wednesday evening is finding you well. Continuing the Bartlesville Coaches Show. It's by committee tonight. Had Jason Munoz in a little bit earlier. Lucas Hammack was our player profile. It was a very good interview, and now we've got defensive coordinator Jason Sport with us. Now, obviously, you've been around in Oklahoma for a while now, but you hail from Alabama. It's cold weather. What do you think here?
Oh,
60 degrees.
Today is really nice.
So you like that?
I can do this every day.
What about when it gets to be December?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm really fine with it. Yeah, once I'm acclimated, it's good.
So
either way.
You got no problem wearing the jacket around?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
You know, Coach Munoz and I had a chance to talk about the defense quite a bit, and I think that there's a good argument that's been the story of the season so far. The defense has done a tremendous job, especially in the first halves of these ball games against really good football teams. You guys have seen, you've probably seen more Division I guys in your first four games you're going to see the rest of the year. I don't know, you probably wouldn't say that, but I will. I don't think you'll see that many going forward. How would you diagnose the defense so far?
Well, I'll tell you, we try to keep things very simple. We've got a good group of coaches that are helping us, Coach Reese and Coach Rutherford, Coach Winters, Coach Mason, Coach England. Those guys work really hard. We try to keep it very simple. The game plans are good. We try to stop what they do best, and we try to play to our strengths and keep the kids playing fast by just giving them a couple of things to do, you know. We don't get too complicated, just hands and eyes and hips and feet, you know. So,
got a couple seniors. You know, there's a couple more kind of senior leaders, guys that have played a little bit on the defensive side of the ball than the offense. That might be one of the reasons why. Lucas Hammack is one of them. Tom Beard another. There's other ones as well. What do those guys kind of do for you?
Well, you know, the senior leadership there has been tremendous. You know, Tom is incredible. What he does for us is incredible on the field, off the field. You know, those guys do a good job. Lucas has come a long way with just paying close attention to detail, the little things, you know. Tayton Hopkins in the back end, Caden Davis is coming along.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, he's really bought in and doing a lot of great things. Hunter Marquez up front, you know, Colton Green, those guys, they're buying in and they're doing the little things right. And it's, you know, it's a, at times you're going to sacrifice yourself for your teammate on defense at times, and the numbers are not going to be in your favor, but the overall picture is going to be good. And then there's weeks when you're going to shine and the guy next to you is not going to if you're doing your part, you know. So,
and obviously, and you and I both know this, the points given up don't necessarily tell the whole story. Obviously, yardage-wise, you guys did very well against Booker T last week, even though they ended up scoring 43 some. You know, let's talk about some of those guys you mentioned. Lucas Hammack is one that we just had on the program. I know in talking with Coach Blankenship, he's a guy that had started 2 years previous. He came in here, and I know that he had to work really hard to kind of earn that again as a senior this year, and he seems like someone who's kind of exploded the last couple, 3 weeks.
Early on, it was fixing just little bitty things, and what an incredible job he's done. In the beginning, his feet were just not correct the way we wanted it to fit within our defense, and he bought into that, bought into fixing it. Coach Rutherford has, you know, worked him and done a good job, and he's correct. His eyes are correct, and he's fitting really fast. You know, I think against Collinsville, I had like 16 tackles, you know. Didn't have as many last week, but had 4 hurries and some big quarterback hits, and he's just in the right place at the right time right now, you know.
Had a big hit last week on one of the Booker T. Washington quarterbacks, and one drive that really stood out to me, and in fact really stands out to me the most of any of the defensive stands you guys have had this year, was the opening drive of the third quarter last week, because that was still a ball game. It was 15-0 at halftime, if you remember, and Booker T. got the ball back to start the third quarter, and a week prior, you were in a similar spot with Del City. Del City came down and scored, and that one kind of got away in the third quarter. But last week, you guys stood up there, got your offense the ball back, and I know that the final score didn't end up in your favor, but that's a drive that you can kind of build off of, and a marked improvement from the week prior when you were basically in the same position where you're close ball game, other team gets the ball to start the third quarter, you're trying to keep your offense in it, and you guys were able to get off the field in that first drive of the third quarter last week.
It was important. You know, the opening of the third is a huge spot for us. It's an emphasis as a coaching staff. In terms of the kids, you know, we talk to them about playing the next play, regardless if it's in practice or in a game, a third quarter, fourth quarter, wherever it's at, and they're doing a good job of that. We we do try to make an emphasis on the opening of the third, setting the tone, whether we're behind or ahead. It doesn't matter where the scoreboard is. We want to win that opening drive of the third. So
sometimes when you guys are out on the field a lot, I know, you know, it's just human nature. You'll wear down a little bit in the second half. Lucas talked about working on keeping your head up. Anything in specific you're going to work on or have been doing to kind of look at the second halves of these ball games? Because I know that you've been right in there at halftime and then it's kind of trailed off third and fourth quarter.
You know, the biggest deal for us is the little things. You know, hands, eyes, hips and feet, body language, you know, and mentally being able to move to the next play and forget the good or the bad from before, fix what the, you know, we got to fix and just keep playing hard. We feel like if we do our part each play, we're going to be in position to make a stand. You know, we don't want things to snowball, and if that's the case, then we got to make changes, you know. So, and some of the things that have happened have been my fault. I mean, the bad stuff is me putting our kids in bad position sometimes in the second half, you know, taking some gambles here or there, trying to make something happen, and, you know, I'll take that. The good stuff is our kids playing really well, you know.
And you guys got to the quarterback a little bit last couple ball games. You've been able to get to both those quarterbacks last couple games, and Coach Fort kind of smiled a little bit at me just there. That's been something that I think you guys have had that has given your defense some success. That's one of the reasons why you've been able to hold Dill City to 14 points at halftime, Booker T to 15 points at halftime.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. I love to play great teams with great athletes like that, and to game plan those guys and to give them a change up, something they hadn't seen, and put our kids in position to get some heat on the quarterback. And when the kids are buying in, things are really good, you know. And last week we changed it up just a little bit for Booker T and gave them some different looks, and we were able to get to their quarterback a few times, and it's a lot of fun, you know. This is a fun job. Love to do it. This is the way I, you know, provide for my family, and my family eats really well when we're getting to quarterbacks. So,
Bartlesville defensive coordinator Jason Sport with us. You had been at Jenks for some time, obviously, before you came up here with Coach Blankenship. I know I've probably asked you this question a bunch of times, but not on this program. Impressions of Bartlesville so far, especially midway through the season now as we're getting there.
I love it. I really do. The community, the administrators, the parents, the kids, everybody, you know, it's a great place to be. You know, I wouldn't have left Jenks for just any place. And, you know, I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the vision of our head coach. I believe in the vision of our administrators, Ms. Chancellor and Mr. McCulley. It's a great day to be a Bruin. I'm telling you, it's a great place. The future is bright here. People are on the same page, and we're working hard to get where we want to be.
You talked about playing athletes and game planning. You guys kind of have an interesting game on Friday with Sepulpa's quarterback. He is probably the most dual threat of the guys you've seen so far. Is that accurate?
Oh, it is. He's a good one. He's a good one. I've known him for years. Playing a quarterback that's dynamic like that, that can run with a coordinator that is as good as what Coach Nolan is doing over there, it's always tough. You know, it adds a person into the box because he can run it, but he can throw it too. So you've got to be sound in what you're doing defensively. Your eyes have got to be right, and you got to make quick decisions. They're doing a good job over there. That guy, he's a good one. He's a really good one.
You had mentioned a little bit in that answer, but as a defense, having to account for that, how does that kind of change what you guys have to do?
Oh, well, we have everything built into what we do. You know, you're gonna put an extra guy in the box at times, and you're gonna pull him out and play normal stuff at times. It just depends, you know, what's working for them and where they're trying to attack you and what they do good and what you do good.
And, you know, something that really strikes me about Sepulpa, too, is they've got a lot of new guys that haven't played a whole lot. I think that they only had three returning starters in offense. Eli Williams, by the way, is the quarterback we're talking about for Sepulpa as we speak with Jason Sport here, Bartlesville defensive coordinator. So they got a lot of new guys kind of around them, and you mentioned Coach Nolan. Of course, he was here last year. But they've kind of exploded this year. They only had one win a season ago, and still with those eight new players in offense kind of around Eli Williams, they've won three games so far. So something they're doing
is
working
doing
a little bit better.
They're doing a good job. Coach Nolan, Coach Borstad, Pete, Coach Beecham, those guys are doing a good job. They work hard. Coach Swift, the young Coach Beecham over there, those guys coach up and get after it. And good things are happening for them because they're playing hard.
Bartlesville defensive coordinator Jason Sport. Coach Sport, appreciate it. Thanks
Thank
for
you, sir.
By.
Appreciate you.
If you can grab Coach McDaniel for me, I would appreciate it. So having our Bartlesville coaches show this evening, talking with a lot of the different assistants tonight on the Bruin football coaches show, having a lot of fun, kind of different to get a different look at the coaches. Don't always get a chance to talk with Coach Munoz or Coach Sport or Coach McDaniel every single week. So having a lot of fun talking about that. Bartlesville Sepulpa, Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer Stadium. It's homecoming. Of course, we'll have the play-by-play broadcast right here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. Pregame going to start at 6:30. Bring your Walkmans. You can listen to us in the stadium on 1400 or 93.3. Should be a good time. Coach McDaniel, you can bop on that headset for me right there, and we'll get to rolling and talk some offensive side of the football. Coach Sport, you know, a lot of people don't think defense is very exciting. I thought he did good job, so we'll see if Coach McDaniel can live up to the hype on the offensive side of the football. How's it going, sir?
Oh, man, it's going good. I don't know if I can follow that.
No, he did a good job, and we're happy to have you in as well, you know, offensively. You know, usually offense kind of behind the defense. That's kind of what they say at the beginning of the season. So obviously, we're still at the beginning of the season, and you had a bunch of new guys, you know, to begin the year. Just your overall thoughts on how the offense is progressing so far.
Well, one thing is we were really young at the beginning, and we're just wanting to gain some experience, and we did so against some really good teams up front. We faced some really good defensive lines and some linebackers, and to be honest, you know, we've been riding the coattails of our number six. He's been outstanding for us this year, and he's putting some really good miles down for us up front, and we just want to do little by little, get 10% better every week. And that doesn't always translate to wins and losses and points. So our kids are just growing up and trying to make as little mistakes as possible.
Yeah, you really can't have a conversation about the offense without touching on DeAndre Young right off the bat like you did. He's been tremendous. I know almost 800 yards through four games. You know, this is a guy that I think he had about 800 yards in his career, and he was a guy that played a lot his first three games. And I know that, you know, you weren't here those years, but what has been different about him? What has he done this season for you?
He's actually has found the confidence in himself. And to be honest, he's learning the game of football better. He's learning the schemes better, where he fits, where he should be at in the gap scheme stuff. He's making right decisions in our zone schemes up front. And honestly, he's setting his offensive linemen up for success, just knowing better schemes.
Yeah, and there's been a couple times, you know, and I was thinking back to the Booker T. Washington game. He's got 800 yards and I think 7 touchdowns. They don't have the numbers in front of me through four games.
Right there.
And there were a few, even against Booker T. in the first half, where, man, he was 6 inches away, 6-7 inches away from breaking another really long one where he just barely got tripped up just past the line of scrimmage by a linebacker or something like that. So he's a tick or two away from, you know, maybe even be close to a 1,000-yard guy through four games.
No doubt about that. One thing that DeAndre does really good is that he never gets tackled by the first guy. He's, you know, we challenged him earlier this year. We say great backs, you know, they make 1 to 2 miss at the point of attack. And if you go back and look at some of the tape we put on the film, he's making 10, 11, 12, even longer runs versus 8 guys, 9 guys in the box. The guys that are making the tackle are the safeties. And that's the goal of us up front, is to make those guys have as many tackles as they want, because that means we're breaking into that third level in our run game.
You know, DeAndre is almost where it kind of begins and ends with experience on the offensive side of the ball, touching the ball at least. Obviously, you had Noah, who still plays some at quarterback, which Ben has been in there the last couple of ball games, didn't play a whole lot last year. And then almost every wide receiver outside of maybe Tom Beard, brand new, hadn't caught a ball in a varsity game just yet. DeAndre Young being able to run the football the way he has, how does that kind of set you up to have some success in the pass game later on this year, especially when those guys kind of get their feet underneath them?
No doubt about it, and that's the deal. We've been trying to just bring these guys along and just gain experience. We didn't want to put a whole lot on them early. You know, we would take our advantage of shots when we could, but we just wanted to get touches and let these guys play in space a little bit and let them use their talents. They're big, long, athletic bodies out there, and they've been just chugging along and just getting better. Coach Prince Mee Junkins does an outstanding job for us out on the outside, getting those guys ready, and Coach Robert Clark as well is getting those A's and T's ready to go. for the most part, I mean, Ben is progressing exactly how we thought he would. He's making little plays here, little plays there, and then he'll just rip one off, and it's a big play for us. And you know, we're just super excited about the opportunity. We love the matchups that we got this week, and we're just let him go a little bit.
Talking with Bartlesville offensive coordinator Cody McDaniel here on our Bruin Football Coaches Show. Bartlesville getting sent for its second home game of the season, second district game of the season as well. Homecoming when Sepulpa comes to town on Friday night. I had mentioned this to Coach Munoz, who I know helps coach the quarterbacks as well, but I thought that Ben looked most comfortable he has all season last week against Booker T. Washington. And I think that that's saying a lot when, like, three of the four guys they have back there in the secondary or Division One commitments. He looked really the most comfortable I thought he'd looked all season long, and I think that you can kind of see it progressing in front of you. As he gets more comfortable, he starts to make more throws as well.
Definitely, and the more confidence that he gains, and the more that he can see himself make those plays, the playbook's going to grow for us. And so you're going to see more plays like that as he just continues to get better as being the quarterback. I mean, that's there's nothing better than just to get in the game and get reps. And you know what? You know, the five guys up front, they work hard in practice, and you see them work hard. And so that kind of gives them a little bit of confidence there. You know, we got, you know, two sophomores and even played a little bit of a freshman last week in the game. He's just trusting those guys and stepping up and making plays for us.
Let's talk about that offensive line a little bit. Coach Munoz touched on that earlier and talked about the job you're doing with them. And obviously, you've got some younger guys worked in there. You got some veterans like Cody Kiesling and a couple others as well. Devin Fellows is a guy that had some varsity experience as well. How do you feel like that group's coming along?
They're right where we thought they were going to be at this point. One guy that I felt like is playing beyond his years is a guy named Curtis Fodor. He's our starting right tackle. He's a sophomore. Curtis, when I first got here, you would not think that he was going to be an offensive line. You thought he was going to be a tight end or a big tall receiver on the outside. And we challenged him right then and there when we first got here. I said, hey, you can be an outstanding guy. You know, he's athletic. He moves, but he's just really green. He just, you know, he hasn't played that position his whole life. And so, you know, those guys just keep getting better. Ridge Brewington's the freshman we put in there last week. He's been chomping at the bit. Every week he's been working super hard, always right there. Hey, coach, hey, what's my rule on this? What's my rule on that? And he's just making sure that he's in the playbook and just he's learning football too. Another guy is Colton Green. He's the other sophomore. He's been outstanding. You know, he may have had a really big game on defense. And then, you know, we turned around right back and we started him on the offensive line. And he's done a really good job in his condition. He can get ready for that. And the really guy that kind of just, you know, kind of lets us go tick is Keaton Harris, our senior center. Yeah. He does really good things for us up front. He can solo some guys here and take some pressure off some of those guards for us, but in turn puts a lot of pressure on himself. But man, those guys up front, they continue to battle and get better. You know, we go to practice, every day's a work day for us. And so, you know, the more snaps, the more guys they can see in front of them, the better they're going to get.
Cody McDaniel, Bartlesville offensive coordinator, with us here on our Bruin Football Coaches Show, getting set for a matchup against Sepulpa on Friday night. It is homecoming at Custer Stadium. As we mentioned earlier, had Jason Munoz and Jason Sport on the program. Coach Blankenship had a prior speaking engagement, so getting an opportunity to talk to a few different coaches tonight. I guess the only group we haven't really hit on is the wide receiving core, and that's one that we kind of alluded to earlier. A lot of fresh faces. I think Tom Beard on the opening day, two deep, was the only one who had caught a pass in varsity football. I know that Caleb Perry had caught a pass at Dewey, but for Bartlesville High, he was the only one who had caught a pass in varsity football. I think he had one reception for minus 2 yards or something like that coming into the season. But you've got a new kind of athletic group of guys and a lot of different guys that are playing different roles and some ability out there, I think.
No doubt. And, you know, the guy that really we thought was going to make a lot of plays for us is Shane Simpson at the slot receiver position. He's, you know, he got banged up a little bit early for us there, and you know, he came out and was our leading receiver as far as reception wise after that first game. Was banged up a little bit, had to miss a couple of weeks, and Tom really stepped up in those moments. You know, he plays a lot of defense, and of course Tom, you know, being the experienced guy, you know, he said, sure, coach, I'm play wherever you need me to play. And so he bebopping on both sides of the the offense for us there for a little bit. And Nick Tessier came out in the first game. He had two, three good catches right there for us. And Jalen Oliver, too, right there, had two catches in that first game. And just gaining experience. And like I said, man, it's just when you get out there and you catch contested balls in the game in real time, you really can't replicate that too much in practice. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for those guys to really get their feet completely underneath them and start making the plays that their athletic ability can make.
And from what I understand, Shane has come along with that injury. He's played the last couple of weeks but hasn't quite been out there as much as he normally would be. Getting him back to close to 100%, what does that kind of add for you?
Oh, man, it adds tremendous things for us. We can really attack the middle of the field a little bit and put some pressures on some safeties in that slot position and make sure that, that'll help DeAndre in that run game if we can pull some safeties out of the box. And I think Shane is the guy that when he's 100% healthy, he really does that for us.
And Coach Munoz had alluded to this during the first segment, but it seems like any ball that he's been able to get his hands on, he's hauled in this year. You've had a few drops here and there, but Shane Simpson's been tough as nails.
No doubt about it. Shane, he's like anytime that he gets his reps, he's going to take advantage of them. Just so he's been chomping at the bit to move him around a little bit. Any opportunity he gets to showcase his talents, he does not miss the point.
Bartlesville offensive coordinator Cody McDaniel with us on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Home game against Sepulpa Friday night from Custer Stadium. Second home game for you. I don't think I've had a chance to talk with you since the first one. Impressions of Bartlesville in the home game after your first one?
Well, one of the goals that we had as a coaching staff is to fill the corners of the stadium. And boy, howdy, I walked out there and I walked up the stadium and it was standing room only. I was walking through and everybody was encouraging us and it's impressive just to see just kind of how ready this town is ready for this team to succeed a little bit and win a little bit. They kept congratulating just for the hard work that these kids. These kids deserve all the praise they can get. They work hard for us, and the crowd sees that and rewarded them by showing up and cheering for them.
Yeah, I thought the crowd was great against Del City a couple of weeks ago, and something I was discussing with someone else after that ball game is, people get loud generally on defense. That's when most people stand up and cheer, but usually it's the offense that kind of gets that adrenaline up to get them to stand up and cheer. So you maybe don't want everyone standing and yelling while you're on the field, but certainly when the offense can have some more success, didn't have a ton of success against Del City, but you can go out there, score a couple touchdowns, that kind of revs everybody up on the defensive side.
No doubt about it. The offense is very fun and exciting to watch, especially we got big play capability all over the place. We just got to play within ourselves and make those plays. I always tell them, play mistake-free football and big plays are going to happen. And we had a couple of big plays versus Del City, and the crowd really loved it. And it just kind of energized our defense a little bit and got some stops. So us as coaches, we just got to make sure we keep putting them in the right position to make mistake-free football plays. And these kids, they're ready for it. And just watch out for these kids. They're ready to make a statement.
I know play the next play has been a big mantra for you guys all season long, and I would assume kind of play the next game falls into that as well. I'm sure you wouldn't have wanted to have been 1-3 at this point, but gauging by the schedule and what you got ahead of you. If anybody listening was, disappointed or wanted more than that, there's still a lot of football left.
A lot of football, and we knew going in that we were going to play some young guys that had to grow up, and when you turn the ball over, it doesn't, it's not really good for your offense, and so I thought we did a really good job to the point to last week of not really turning the ball over too many times, but it was just another opportunity for our kids to battle and get some experience. And I promise you, their hard work is going to pay off in the matter of points on the scoreboard and wins in the win category for us.
No question about it. A lot of football left and a lot of opportunities, too, to get both those things that Coach mentioned, points and wins. And it starts on Friday against Sepulpa. Should be a fun one.
No doubt. It'll be a good game for us. Homecoming game. All the kids are excited. Kind of a buzz in the hallways about homecoming, and just hope that our kids can go out and just like I said, play each play, make the play they need to make in front of them, and then forget about it and make the next one.
Bartlesville offensive coordinator Cody McDaniel. Coach McDaniel, appreciate you, Coach Sport, and Coach Munoz coming out tonight. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for covering our kids and our program. We just really appreciate you guys so much for all the hard work you guys do for us. And we just want you guys to know that's appreciated, and we thank you guys.
We appreciate that. It's nothing but fun for me, so I appreciate it. Coach McDaniel, thanks so much. Thanks to Coach Sport and Coach Munoz as well, and of course Trey Stump back in the studio as well. Lucas Hammock, too, needs to get a nod as well. He was a good player profile tonight. That'll be the end of the coaches' show. We'll see you Friday night, Kester Stadium, 7 o'clock kick, 6:30 pregame right here on K1. Chieftains and the Bruins for a homecoming matchup. That's the coaches' show on K1.